Simpei Dalid, we're up to Sif Gimel. As I told you at the outset, we're learning all the coolest of Teilahim. Because to say flatly that eating bugs is usur is not true. And there are cases that are mutter. We spent the prior year learning the halachis of Teloim in Mayim, and we learned the following basic rule that Teloim that grow in Yamim or the Chalim in the sea or in rivers are Osir, says in the Torah, and bugs that grow in Kalim or Bairais are Mutter, and in between there are creatures that grow in charitzim or neitzim, which we define as water that's meishchem v'naivim, that have inlets and outlets. And that is the machlekes, the Rambam and the Rush. We're going to have over and over that the Rambam and Rush argue in Yonim of Hilchis Teloim. And although the Rambam, Derech Klal, seems to be a meikel, when it comes to Hilchis Teloim, he's always the machmir. And here the Rambam holds charitzim and neitzim are aser, and that's the way we pass in here in Siv Beis. Yesh oisrim v'yesh matirim. According to Klolei Apsak, when it says yesh oisrim v'yesh matirim, the halach is like the first shita. That's the yesh oisrim, which is it says in the Beragayla Tor b'shem Harambam Perek Beis Milchus Machalas Asures. So the issue of the reservoir water, as I mentioned last week, is an issue of charitzim and neitzim. And I mentioned to you the dispute between Gedalim and Gedalim Yisrael about how to define the reservoir water, if it is, or is whether it's considered made by rice and mutter, or charitzim and neitzim, and therefore us. That's what we discussed essentially last week. So it's very important to know that even when it's mutter, it's only mutter in the water. Once they come out of the water, they become aser. Once it's pirshu, it's aser. The language of the paiskim we had in the Shah is hainu revise. It's only mutter in the place in which it originally was spawned. And we're going to see a little more about that today in Sif Gimel. So the mouth is not the problem. Everything we eat enters the mouth. It means they become usher if they're pirshu before the person eats them. Derech achila is not called pirshu. Okay, it's just a question of why, but that clearly is that way. Now what? So hopefully we'll get to a little talking about when it goes into flour, it goes on to peiris, so we'll talk about that. Now, what's important is we're going to have later today in Shach Yud Beis, who says that once it dies, if it's in the water and it dies, then it's no longer could become aser. If it's in the water, it's mutter. Later, if it shoreites elsewhere, it's aser. But if it dies in the water, which is the case of our teloim, because they don't come through the tap alive. Presumably, when the chlorine is added and the chemicals are added, they die. But then, again, it's a machlekes the Rambam and the Rush, and then we pass the lakula that once it dies, it can't become shayritz al oritz anymore. Once it died, it's already over. Whatever it is, it is, and that's the reason of the making them
now.
It's a sheretz, and then it's a derasha to eat it. If it was also when it was alive, it's us to eat it later. But its status doesn't change. Once it dies, its status doesn't change.
When it dies, it's still seen in the water?
So that's another one of the discussions. I want to stress there are three possible heterim for the bugs in the water. We discussed Rapelsky's heter of charitzim u'neitzim, or meibairus, I should call it. And that is dispute number one, and that's what we discussed last week. We will have later in the sitting two other possible heterim, which may seem more logical. The question of whether they're called visible, and the question of whether they're common enough to be called motzui. Whether they're common enough, how common does it have to be in order to be osur? If you have one bug per gallon, is that osur? So that we leave for later discussion. So what you're saying, we're going to get to.
But, when
so we'll get to that. We'll get there. Rav David in the Tshuva I gave out writes that if when it's alive you could see it, it's not mistaver that when it dies it should turn into heter. That's what Rav David writes, and that's certainly his opinion. And so Yis Hashem, we're going to return to the sugya. Now, one of the interesting topics here that we find tshuvas about throughout the Dairis is bugs in vinegar. Bugs that you find in vinegar. It seems that when you make vinegar, you always have worms in the vinegar. And you're allowed to drink it. You can take a cup of vinegar and see all the crawly little worms inside it. Well, if you want to, but you can drink them. Because those bugs are created, so to speak, in the water, in the vinegar. And it's in the mayim, it's in mei kalim. And as long as it's not pirshu, as long as it's stayed in the keli, it's something that's mutter. Now we're going to learn Siv Gimel about what to do about these creatures. And we'll see, it'll be a little surprising what it says here in Siv Gimel. I did Google bugs in vinegar to find out whether we have them in our vinegar. So it's very, very interesting. They're called vinegar eels, E-E-L-S. They're not actually eels, but they look like them. They're long, worm-like creatures. And the tiny worm is about 1/16 of an inch. Now, it has here an experiment that we could try. First of all, it assures you that the vinegar eels are not parasitic and will not harm you.
Visible.
They're very visible. Within a few days of ingesting them, they're on the way out of your digestive system, excreted the same way as any other waste. So they're not likely to do you any physical harm.
Like
if halacha, they're not mutter. How much fiber you have in these little things, I'm not sure. But it tells you an experiment. Maybe we should do this. You can raise your own vinegar eels at home. Do the following. Place an apple into a glass container large enough to hold one pot water to one pot apple cider. In other words, take an apple. I don't think you need a whole apple. You probably take a piece of apple, a slice of apple, and put it into a glass container with an equal amount of water. Make sure to put a lid on the glass container so no other bugs or critters fall victim to the experiment. You can put a small hole in the lid if you wish. You can use tap water for the experiment. Let it stand for a few days to let the chlorine evaporate. Then put in the apple. And let it stand, I think it says, for about a month. I assume the room will get the pleasant odor of old apples. And it's incredible. You cover it, and you leave it for a month. You take it. It says all you need now is a microscope and a few friends to witness this unbelievable event. Hundreds of little eel-like nematodes swimming through your own homemade vinegar. As a matter of fact, it says if you want to see it, you can have it in a glass container in a dark room and shine a flashlight and they'll all come towards the light and you'll be able to see clumps of them swimming together.
An eel party,
yeah. So it's something that you might want to do. It would seem to us that that's going to prove spontaneous generation because all you did is take an apple, put it in clean water, and put a lid on it so nothing got in, and then you have hundreds of little worms. Where'd they come from? What? From the apple. I think if we want to do the experiment, maybe we should, if anybody volunteers a room to put it in, we should do it with an apple, and do it with another apple that will boil beforehand. I suspect that if we boil the apple beforehand and do the same experiment, that we are not going to have these little creatures. Because my assumption is, I don't know for certain, that the source of the creatures are the apple, is the apple itself, which probably has these tiny eggs or whatever it is that causes them to spawn.
These creatures are considered but barrier, aren't they? They're a barrier.
They're a barrier that's totally muti. You can have them for dinner. You just you drink it with your vinegar. And it's 100% mutter, subject to Siv Gimel. It's not really the schabe, no. You can cook it, it's not a schabe.
The apples we get are in the refrigerator for like 6 months before.
Yeah, but remember, they're not visible. They don't exist yet. Once they become visible, they start to exist in the eyes of halacha. And here you can have a case. They have once a year, once 2 years, they have this meal in Eretz Yisrael where they eat the grasshoppers and all the different things. They should do this. They should eat vinegar eels just to demonstrate their heter. But the eggs are not visible. As long as they're not visible, they don't exist. And in the eyes of halacha, and therefore they're not an issue. I assume so. All flour in the world, every grain of wheat that's harvested has eggs on them that will turn into bugs if the wheat is stored a certain way. All flour has eggs in it. All flour, if you turn it a certain way, store it a certain way, the eggs will hatch and you're going to end up with worms. It's 100% that way. So I assume it means that it's in all flour. The apples, I didn't study it, but I'm assuming that this comes from the apple itself.
Even though they bleach all the flour before you get it?
They don't bleach it with bleach. They just clean it. So they, okay, at any rate, this is the... what? There's no Eva Min HaChai because they're Eva Min HaPeri. They come from the fruit, halachically. And they're mutter, they're totally mutter. That's what we're learning in this siman. The coolers.
You
normally make a bracha on them and after Roy Fahanoah.
But they come from the fruit.
If you collect enough of them. But you have to remember, once they're purish, it's osir. If you're going to take these little worms out, they're going to become osir, which we're going to learn now. We're going to learn now the most incredible halacha. Let's say you have a frumi. I give him this cup of vinegar eels. Vinegar with the eels. I tell him, look, it's apple cider. It tastes good. Have it. And he sees all the worms. He says, no, I can't do this. I'm going to pour it through a sifter. He's a frum guy. He's going to pour it through a sifter. So read the Mechaber in Siv Gimel. Hamisanein, if you pour it through a sifter, you want to sift. Mayim, Oishar Mashkim, Oyubay Toiloyim, Oyavchushim, Oyatushim. Somebody wants to sift it, and it has these bugs in them. By sifting it, you're making it worse because now, with Chayshish, that the bug is going to be pirish. It's going to sit on the sifter and then fall back into the water. Lefikach, listen to this. Mashka, shederechi gadol by tolam ukiyaitzaban. If you have liquid, in which bugs grow in a way that's mutter. Let's say Kundra Belsky, these bugs are mutter. Ein lesanadai, biksamim vikashim balayla. Don't pour them through straw or whatever they used to use to filter it at night. Sheba yasu of yipu techaklib, yavilishtaisam. You're going to make it worse. When the bugs are in the water, when the bugs are in the vinegar, then they're mutter. If you're going to pour them through and they're going to be pirish onto the ksamim, onto whatever you're using for sifting, and then they're going to jump back into the water or the vinegar, then they're going to become osir, because once they're pirishu, they're osir. It's the most incredible sift. It's worse to sift it if it's possible they'll fall through the sifter. Now the Ramah says, Avamutu l'sani derech beged ha'misanenes. If you make sure it doesn't fall back in, if you take a cup and you spread a cheesecloth over it, you pour it, so whatever gets sifted is not going to fall in, so then that's mutter, sharet lo yuchlu, lipo derech shomel tech hamashka. It's not going to fall back in. V'chei mutter la'areis hamashka v'kli el kli. You can take a cup of this vinegar with these creatures in it. You could pour it from one keli to another keli. Halveim tamid im amashkin. Hainu revisayu. Since they're always with the liquid, hainu revisayu. They're in the place where they originally grew, and as long as they're in the place where they originally grew, so then it's 100% mutter. So here we have, as I told you, this simin is full of mechudish tikka kulas. We have this kula that if you come to somebody, he offers you a cup of apple cider and you see the little worm swimming around inside, it's not a halachic problem in drinking it. It's not a problem because it's totally mutter. And and it's totally mutter. Now, generally, most people don't drink vinegar. Vinegar is usually put onto a salad. So the Aruch HaShulchan in Sivkot L'Chav Dalet talks about taking such vinegar and pouring it onto a salad. He says, L'fizeh, we just said that pouring from one keli to another keli is mutter. So again, you have this vinegar with the bugs in it, so you're allowed to drink it. You pour it into a second cup, you have it in a pitcher. You pour it into a few cups, still mutter. Because from one keli to another keli, if you tried to sift it, and went on the sifter and fell back in, that's awesome. Because it was pirish from the mayim. But as long as it stayed in the water, you put it in, so that's mutter. So, lefizeh ishtana hadim, gam ekli lekli, deine heter rak la'ares mekli rishon lekli sheni. You can pour from one keli to another, that's mutter. But let's say you want to take a spoon and take out some of the vinegar. That's worse. Now, why is that worse? So take a look. There's apparent stira between Sif Aleph and Sif Gimel. The Shachar Tazi is the following kasha. In Sif Gimel, the Ramah said that it's mutter to go from kli to kli. You can pour it from one keli to another. In Sif Aleph, which is really the top of your photostat, the top of the page, the last word on the Amud Aleph was Aser. Aser lishayv v'kli v'lishtais mehen. Same case. You have bugs in the liquid, totally mutter, you're allowed to drink it. So to pour it into a second keli, we're saying is mutter. But to take a klisheiva, to take a ladle or a spoon, and take it out, they take it out with the liquid. That's awesome. So the Shach and the Taz ask, what's the difference between them? So Shach Dalid and Taz Hay deal with it. Shach Dalid, which is, it's the top of the page, which says Lishay Bekli, the Dilma Parish Medayf Dekli, maybe it came off. Now, if these bugs crawl on the inside of the Keli, we said it's Mutter. Because the inside of the Kli is still Revisei. On the outside of the Keli, that's Aser. Dilma Pirish Medayf Dekli, the Dafka Svas HaKli Hu Deloy Shkiach Lefresh. They don't climb out onto the mouth of the Keli. The sheet of the Shach is that a bar and a keli are two different things. Again, yamim unechalim, the bugs are asa. If it's haritzim uneitzim, we says amachleks the Rambam derash. But bayrais and kalim is mutter. Bugs that are spawned in Paris and Bayrus HaKelem HaMotah. You put from one kli to another, Hainu Revisa. The Shach Shita is if it was spawned in a kli is Revisa. It's where it grew. To put to a second keli. However, if it's spawned in a bar, and now you take it on into Daif Deakli, so the Shach holds that that's called not Revisa. It's considered something different. The dafka shapirshu imamashka makliel klihu deshari. Av shapirshu akach bedaifte kliyasheni. If it went from one keli to another, even if it climbed on the inside of the defanos, it's mutter. Dainu Revisayu Liyeshem Amashka Bakli. These bugs, they were created with the mashka in the kli. Hilka kli sheni, din kli rishon yesh lai. The second and first kli, we have the same din. Mashaken hacha. Hayu mitchila babar. Mashaken originally. They're originally in the bar. Fiza bashakasa vavel osalishai v'loi kali ela abayre shichin amaris avel muta lisha b'li katam l'kli gadol. So according to the Shach Shita, you have this vinegar in a kli. You want to put it into a salad. So it would seem that you could take with a spoon and take it out, because as long as it goes, my keli el keli, it's mutter. Now, the pishu, the peris is mutter, we'll see in a few minutes. But as far as taking it from one keli to another, according to the shach, it's mutter.
There's not even a borer issue.
You're not being borer, you're taking out the mutter liquid, right? So borer is only separate. Now, so according to the shach, it's mutter. Now, I want you to hold cup. According to the shach, there's a kula and a chumra. It's a kula that you can take with a spoon. It's kli l'kli. Kli l'kli holds his mutter. There is a chumra, though. The ones that are in the reservoir, which is a bar, and now they're pirish into pipes, it's going to be a chumra. Because the pipe is a keli, and the reservoir is a bar. According to the shach, comes out of kula, as long as you go from kli l'kli l'kli l'kli, it's all mutter. And it's a chumra if you go from a bar to a keli. Okay, if you go from the reservoir to pipes, according to the shach, they had to fall apart.
What makes a pipe not a kli?
Yeah, right.
A pipe is a kli and a bar is a bar. That's the problem.
But it's not a
the pipe pashtus is what?
If it goes into a pipe, it's a chumra.
It's a chumra because from bar to keli. The shach holds a bar is revisayu and a kli is revisayu. But going from bar to kli is a problem. So that's why it can be shayim from a bar. Assuming a pipe is the way we imagine a pipe. If a pipe is a dugout circle in of earth, that's still a bar. But assuming that there's some sort of pipe, I don't know how the water tunnels are made, but if it's a pipe, then it's an issue. The Prichadosh here talks about pipes. Right. Now the Taz has a different opinion on the matter. Taz Hay. So again, just to review. The Shach Dalin. Again, pouring from one keli to another keli is mutter, b'feish rabah. Being shayif from a bar, sticking a bucket into a bar being shayim bayim is awesome. What's the difference? The Shach says one is bar l'kli and one is kli l'kli. The Taz has a different opinion on this. Taz Hay says muta la'arais hamashkin kasev esyesim dakibah ishakli esheni yeshloi den rishin din pishu by bifnim de mutter. We said if it climbs on the inside of the wall of the keli, it's muta. Kasa beis Yosef. Afa gav de bashri kasa besif alef. Bebar. We said it's aser. De chayshin on shema pirshu adayf de hakli. Because there were chayshish that the bugs climbed on the walls of the keli. Shani hasam. De meikara hayu bebar v'akshu bekli. Moshe ken kan. De meikara v'hashtu bekli akal ishayna. Which is the same as the shach. Niestaiti de gam sham chasha sharash. He says different. He says there the chash is sheba ba'is shah shetocha v'akli lahabar pishu me'abar agabe akli. Maybe they went from the bar agabe akli on the outside of the kli. Ayafilu b'fnim kaidim shenichlas habashkasham, or even in the kli before the water got in. The dafka akshi yeshmash sham einis and pirshu. So what the Taz is saying, it seems to be a more vaita chashash. She says bar l'kli is mutter. According to the Taz, going from a reservoir into a pipe is okay. The chashash is only when you're shayev, when you stick in a spoon or a ladle or a bucket to be shayev. He's chayshish that some of the bugs went on the outside of the kli. Obviously, there's going to be some water on the outside of the kli with bugs. And that those bugs, once they're on the outside of a kli and they fall back into the water, then they asa everything. So Mamela, the Taz, which seems to be a more rochik de chashash. The shach is easy. Shach says, from a bar to a keli is asa, finished. The Taz is saying, the chazal chayshish, that maybe it's going to happen that they're going to go on the outside of the keli, which is not shayach when you're pouring. Pouring is no chashash, that's sif gimel. Tzav Beis is being shayev b'kli, and being shayev b'kli is something that's mutter. Nafkamina is the case of the pipes, and Mamela, it would be a nafkamina. Now, getting back to the Aruch HaShulchan, what about putting vinegar? Now, our vinegar that we buy in the store is already filtered from the bugs. Presumably, there are none of these vinegar eels in the vinegar that we buy. Probably, what? There's no apples in there either. Okay, that may be. But at any rate, the Aruch HaShulchan says the following. Imnoi Markein, ye also lecho bekaf mina kaira, shenach shoy shetifrish akaira yakaf. According to the Taz, you can't take out with a spoon, because of the same chshash, they'll go on akaira yakaf, oyal svasai, vahare yaminik poshit lecho bekaf chaymitz, mitoch kaira, kinohug. You hear what he says? Aruch HaShulchan is writing, right, 120 years ago. And he said, the minute pashit is to take chaymitz, which has these bugs in it, and to eat chaymitz b'toch ha-kaira kenog, afsha chaymitz muzik b'talaim. V'hetem u'shul shalai perish. We're talking like it's a joke. We're going to make this vinegar and we're going to drink it. He says, the minute ha-pashit is to do such a thing. L'chei nira. The bekaf l'kli leka chashash, when you take a spoon, you take it out, it doesn't stay there long. He says, what kind of chashash is this, Taz? If you just stick in a spoon quickly, you're afraid the bug went on the back of the spoon and went in. He says, it's not, we could see that doesn't happen. So no, I don't think they're dead. I think that's where they live. They live in vinegar. Yeah, I think so. I think they're very much alive. If you shine a flashlight, we said they come to the light. They must be alive if they're doing that. So what?
Time them.
Time them.
See how fast they go.
See how fast they go. Okay. So the Shach is saying that this is the minig pashut. Is to use it. So like the Aruch HaShulchan say, the minute pashit is to use it. Like the shach, it's mutter because it's kli l'kli. And like the taz, it's mutter. He says because with a spoon, there's no real shash that in that second that you take it out with a spoon, that the bugs are going to climb here and climb there, and anything is going to happen. That's what he says. Now the question is, what about putting it on a salad? Is that still mutter? So he goes on to Shach Chafei. He has a long arichas on this topic. He says, "Yesh v'shoimer dahan mutter v'kli l'kli zeu k'shekli sheni yesh rak mashkin." That's the case in the Rama when the second keli is just liquid. Al k'shiyesh sham oichlin aser shepirshu ala oichrim, because they're pirshu again, right? The mutter as long as they're in the water, but if they're going to be on the lettuce, so that's pirshu ala oichlim. And then it should be mutter. And then it should be aser. V'dor tumuim hem. Says those who are machver at tumua. Sharei kishoichel muriv emamashka hainu revisayu kechad chashiva. He says it goes on to the salad. It's perfectly mutter. The heter is hainu revisayu. It's the normal way for it to grow. And harei, he brings a good raya. Ape pirish l'deifnei akli bibifnim les lanba. Well, we said that if they climb on the inside of the keli, Hainu Revisayu, they're in a keli, they climb on the inside of the keli, it doesn't become aser. The Koshkein, Bepirish Lo'echel, Amur of Yachanim Amashka. And certainly, it's mutter in such a case. And he says, Oid, Echad Me'akad Mainim, Kasal Lehedyim, Mutter Lukli Chayim, Mitzla Tavshel. He brings Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says, Beferish, it's mutter, Ubitavshi Yesh Bayechlin, Hilkach Ein Lochush Lachum Rezu. You hear this? I'm reading Aruch HaShulchan, this Allah Chalamais. So you go home, you make this vinegar with these eels in them, and you show your wife, look at this, I have homemade vinegar, and you shine your flashlight, and you show her all the crawling worms, and then you say, you're going to make a shaka, you're going to drink it, you're going to put it on the salad. Now my wife is not going to let me do this, And it's going to be something of an issue. But I told you, Sifte Dalit is all coolers. So my wife is going to say, no, no, let me pour it through a sifter. Say, no, 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 you're not supposed to pour it. It says here that Tilkach Ein L'Sanonai, right? It says in Siv Gimel, we just learned,
okay,
that Ein L'Sanonai B'Ksamim V'Kashim. You shouldn't do it. Okay. What? Put a flashlight. Well, I don't think, I don't know about your belly, but they won't see it through most people. But at any rate, this is a heter. The Aruch HaShulchan is marich. We think that bugs is a new thing. The last 30 years, they said machmir and bugs. Bugs is a major issue. All the generations by Kal Yisrael. He has a long arichas from here. This discussion goes like Chav Dal to Lamed Gimel, Lamed Dalet on this topic. And he's Ma'atir. He also says this chumrah of not pouring it through a sifter. He says it's really only by kashim uksamim, by when you use straw or pieces of wood to sift it. It's not a real sifter. It's not a strainer. It's normal. Some of the liquid sits on the wood or on the straw and drips in later. A regular strainer, when you pour it through a strainer. He says to be chayshish, look, the worms that don't fit through the strainer holes, they're going to stay up. You're worried? There were some worms that do fit, and they're going to crawl on the strainer hole and then fall in later. He says to go for that chashash, he considered to be a chashash rachuk. And he says, it only says kashim uksamim, it only says balailo, and you can't see it. And he's marich to consider it a chum yaseira, and therefore he's makel on this whole thing. So this is his kula. So what'd you learn today? You can have vinegar eels, and you can certainly drink them in the vinegar. That's not a shaila, and you could put it on your salad as well. We should be afraid it falls into the bar too. The lashon of the Rama, elisha mekliv elishdais mehem. It's a good question. If we're afraid I'll fall back in, we should ask for the whole bar. I don't know what to do about that. Maybe that's a very small meal, that's not much, so the amount that falls back in.
Is it considered a chai?
Of course it's chai.
It's
mutter. It's a chai, that's mutter. The Torah only answers Yamum Uben Acholim. It only answers these creatures in Yamum Acholim. What? Because the Shas Lomdis is Hainu Ravise.
Okay.
He's saying having food in the Keli is Ravise. I don't know how to judge Ravise. I don't know. Ravise means the place where it grew, the place where it started. Hainu Ravise, Nilchis Chatzitza. It says that a scab is not a chatzitza. Hainu Ravise. It's a normal way for the body to grow. So.
Can you drink the vinegar on
Shabbos?
Is
it
a problem
with the Tilas HaShulchan?
Who says it dies?
It lives in your belly. I don't know.
I
don't know. What? So the Lashon Aruch HaShulchan is that that's Hainu Ravisei. It's part of the normal way of these things to be, is to be in a liquid or to be in fruit. Or vegetables. I understand the taina. Maramokam anilach. I don't know how to judge Hainu Ravisei. I'm not certain. But you have to remember that like the taz, at least, from a bar to a keli, is also Ravisei. It's as long as it's in a place where it's heter, it's Ravisei. Like the Taz, it's easier because you don't need the original place. You just need a place where if it grows, it's mutter. According to the Shach, it's more difficult. The Shach says Kli L'Kli is Ravise, but Bar L'Kli is not. So I could hear more of a taina on the... there are two more points before we move on to the next type of bugs. One is Taz Beis, if you turn back. which may be an issue of concern in the 21st century. There may not have been an issue of concern then.
We
said these bugs are mutter. Dafka she'ein mu'usim alav. Aber mu'usim alav, oy she'esh chashash sakana, whatever that means, because of a Rambam, so it may be that in our generation, it may be a separate problem. It could be that in previous generations, where it was normal to have creatures crawling around your liquid, that it was not Baal Teshaktsu. It may be that today it's more of a problem of Baal Teshaktsu. The Be'er Heitev in Bays. You see the Be'er Heitev on Beis Piv. Kasa Shav Masha Afilu Mishum Baal Teshaktsu Ein Behem. Avga De Osem In Yigimel Kasa Varav De Afilu Dagim Tahirim Osa Loich Lam Chayim. You know how they eat? You want to eat a whole goldfish alive? So it's Osir Mishum Baal Teshaktsu Shani Acha Kimi Shein Kavanasi Elu Lishtei Samayim Vegam Einam Be'en. Because he's just thinking of drinking the water, he's not taking the creature by itself. Says if it's mias to him, then it is. Now I want to show you the brackets. Rambam says, "Listen, Rishal, kofi chadda, chol ma she'ein regilim ha'olam la'ichlay, ubedilim mimenu nikra mos ve'ein la'ichlay." He says, whatever the Welt considers Moos, you're not allowed to eat. Vila di de Moos, or if for him it's Moos, after the Kuliyam Aloy Moos, Koshkein da Osir li di de Mishum Baal Teshaktsu. So it's Osir either way. Either if to him it's not Moos, but the world considers it Moos, or if the world doesn't consider it Moos, and he does consider it Moos, then there is an Isser of Baal Teshaktsu. Choza in Yelam Midrabanan.
No, it's not
Moss.
No one considers it Moss. Not you, not the
Velt. Right. If only Mutter, if not you and not the Velt, considers it Moss. I assume the bugs in the water is no shayla Baal Teshaktsu. People drink tap water and no one considers it Moss. But there's no Tzar Baal Lechayim. The worms are perfectly happy. They have plenty to eat. Okay. It's, you're allowed to eat creatures. There's no Tzar Baal Lechayim. Baal Teshaktsu needs to do things that are disgusting. Not supposed to do things that are disgusting. The worms? Yeah, the fish. Yeah, eating live fish. Right. So it could be that today, this whole, if you're planning to go home and do this vinegar experiment, it could be that today, I think probably, there's a certain level of Baal Teshaktsu in eating things that have visible worms. But at least it was nice to think about it while before we came to the topic of Baal Teshaktsu. Baal Teshaktsu. Well, that's, I'm reading to you the Halacha L'Maaseh. We're really sure. I know people to whom eating chicken, when you can see the aver of the chicken, is mius. And we had such a person in our home when I was growing up. And my mother, Les Shalom, used to say, eat it. And my father said, don't force him to eat it. It's Baal Teshaktsu for him. Baal Teshaktsu. To eat a wing. You know, this person, he saw a wing. He saw a chicken wing. He couldn't eat it. It was disgusting to him. So my mother, said, eat, Tatala. But my father said, leave him alone. If you take a cutlet, it doesn't look like a live chicken. But what? No, I'm not saying it should be disgusting to you. I'm just saying if there are individuals to whom it's disgusting, so you leave them alone. Don't. They're disgusted by the taste of the food. Yeah, there are people disgusted by the taste of certain foods. I don't know. I grew up convinced that nobody likes broccoli. Just in front of me, they pretend. So I couldn't understand that anybody actually likes the stuff. So I figured it's just a joke in front of me. They make believe it's good. But, what? I don't know if it's not a shock. So it's, I just don't like the taste. I don't think it's disgusting. I just don't like the taste. My wife says, how do you know you don't like the taste? You never tasted it. It's a tiny. Okay. But shaksu doesn't mean doing things you don't like to do. It means there's a certain adinus hanefesh. You know, there's a maral. The maral, the Gemara says that the Isha said about Elisha, she said that Elisha's a, she told her husband, Elisha's a, well, I forgot to lash another pasuk. Ish Kaddish over Elenu. So how'd she know she's Kaddish? So one shot he said is that bugs never bothered him. No bugs, no creeping thing ever bothered him. Maral writes on that Gemara that a nefesh adina, he calls it, a fine nefesh, is disgusted by bugs. And Davamos is there's something to it. I want to tell you what my shver told me. I showed him this Maral once at a Shabbos table. He said, you know, Ramesha in Yeshiva Staten Island used to learn on the porch. There are a lot of pictures of him learning either outside or on the porch. So my shver was very involved. There was a time he was the chairman of the board at MTJ. He was very involved with Ramesha. So when he visited him, he told the Rebbetzin he's calling someone to screen in the porch. Because especially Staten Island camp is in a very hot, swampy area. There are a lot of bugs. So he said, I'm going to screen it in because there are mosquitoes. So the Rebbetzin said, Medafnit. So we don't need to say bother him in it. She said, the bugs never bother Rav Moshe. So my shver was very nispal. The bugs never bother Rav Moshe. He said, okay, I'll do it for you. So he told the Rebbetzin. So the Rebbetzin said, Bibalti, bother him in it. Say bother him yerochnit. She said, a pella. I don't know. Maybe it's not a pella. I don't know. The what? There are no bugs bothered him. Okay. All right. We'll try to work our way through. All right. So we finished the first three sifim. What we have learned is a sugya shleima of one mitzvah d'oraisa. Of the tayag mitzvahs, of the at least the shesal loisa says, there's separate averis, sheretz hamayim, sheretz haperis, or sheretz haaretz, and sheretz ha'ayv. There are three separate lavim. So if our base gimel is sheretz hamayim, we still have to get. Now we're going to go to sheretz haaretz or sheretz haperis. After we finish the thrice of shratzim, we're going to get to the general question of how visible they have to be aser, or how common they have to be aser. So that we're going to get to separately. But we move on to siv dalit, which is the halachis of shtayloim on peiris. Now I want to qualify. Something I told you last week, and we're going to see it in Siv Dalet and Hay. Okay, I'm using this as an example, a cashew. Now, cashews occasionally have worms when you crack the cashew in half, and you find a worm nestled in the crevice of the cashew. Now, I remember the story of Chaim Knievsky. When he was learning the halachas of grasshoppers, that some grasshoppers popped in. So this morning I got a handful of cashews and opened them up, hoping to have a worm to show you. But none of them had worms. I wasn't zeichet. I once saw such a worm. There was once a meeting down here during the earlier this year, the meeting of what to do in the yeshivas with the pandemic rules. And the meeting was hastily called, and I went into Pinchas's closet, and they found he had a big container of cashews, so I had to put out something, so I put out cashews. So one of the people sitting here cracked one open and found a worm. And everyone took out their cameras and took pictures of it, very exciting. And I put the cashew into a cup, I put it aside, and I came back later, it was very alive. When we cracked it open, it stayed still. But I put it in the study, and later it was crawling all over the place. Now, what? I'm telling you, it was a live bug. It was roasted cashews, yeah, and salted. The black. It was a black worm. Now, everyone made a tumult, and I said, "How do you know it's usher?" I know it's awesome. So we're going to learn. I just want to give you like the overview, and then we're going to learn what it says. Just like a bug that's created in water, or the vinegar we spoke about a few minutes ago, is mutter. A bug that is created, again, created means it hatches and becomes visible in a fruit, is mutter. Except, there are two qualifications. Except if it's created or becomes visible in the fruit when the fruit is still on the tree, or if it's a vegetable, it's on the ground. That's called sheretz haaretz. Kozman, it's mechubal lekarka. That's still called the sheretz haaretz. It's still a problem, and it's awesome. However, if it doesn't come until later, then it's considered mutter. And how do you know? A lot of times it's hard to know. I don't know with cashews. Hard to know. Do these bugs, do they come off the ground already worms or not worms? I don't know. I never investigated. There's a tumult about bugs and raisins, which we're going to talk about. Bugs and raisins are grapes. Grapes don't have any bugs inside of them. The problem with grapes is they have bugs on the outside surface. And that's why they have to be washed very well. But grapes don't have bugs inside. Raisins occasionally have creatures inside. It's probably a miyachein and matzah. We'll talk about it when we get to it. But they come later. They come after it's picked. Raisins are spread out on the ground and dried. Sometimes they advertise sun-dried. Sun-dried means that they spread them on the ground. They dry in the sun, as opposed to oven-dried. Sometimes they dry them in the oven. Why sun-dried is better than oven-dried, I don't know the lumpness of it. But when they are sun-dried, so they tend to get bugs in them. Assuming that the bugs that you find in them are eggs that are laid in the raisins, and then they become visible, they're very tiny, then they're mutter. Then that's an example of a bug that is never sheretz al haaretz. It comes about on the ground. Oven dried shouldn't have bugs. If they're oven dried, they shouldn't have bugs. And they're sun dried, yeah. I think, if I recall correctly, there was a meeting down here of the kashrus organizations about it. And they, at least tentatively, there seem to be South African raisins, which are more common to be oven dried, as opposed to the California raisins, which are all sun dried. But anyway, the halacha is, again, just like a creature that's spawned in the water in Bayreis and Kalim is mutter, creatures that are spawned in vegetables that are tolish ben akarka are also mutter. I told you there are two qualifications. One is it has to be not connected to the ground when the bugs come in. There's a second qualification, which is a heter. We are going to have in the second sif, in sif hey, again a machlekes the Rambam and the Rush. The Rush time is that when you find a bug, let's say in a cashew, that bug never crawled anywhere. It's in prison. It's stuck between the two halves of the cashew. It never crawled. The Rush says, even if that was created mechubal lekarka, it's still mutter. It wasn't a sheretz hashoyretz ala aret. It was never shoyretz. It never crawled. It never crawled on the ground. The mechaber is going to hold, even though the mechaber usually paskins like the Rambam, the mechaber is going to paskin like the Rush. It won't be clear the Ramah Shita, but the mechaber holds that it's mutter. These cashew bugs, like the mechaber, are definitely mutter. Because even if they were created when it was created back to the ground, which I don't know, but they were never shoyretz al oris, they never wiggled, they never moved, they never did anything. Because they're squished into the two halves of the cashew, and they were never reichesh, they were never shoyretz. And it's not my thing, this is going to be the case that the Rush talks about, that there was never shoyretz.
And the worm got to be inside.
No, the worm couldn't get in. There's no hole that it could get in.
But the egg was laid on the inside,
and then it opened up. So when I say spawn, I mean become. I don't want to say created, because we don't understand spontaneous generation. If you lost your sporting, yeah, it means it becomes.
So it's supposed to be deep in cashew, but it falls out of the spoon.
Yeah, you have to put the cashew in your mouth. If you put the cashew, if you put the whole cashew on a keli, it's still okay. If you take the worm out, it crawls on the cup, and then you want to eat the worm, then it's a problem. Then it's already shayres.
The worm is on the outside of the cashew, it's the same thing as the sieve by keli, it's also not good.
Right, if it's on the outside, then it's not okay. It also came from somewhere.
How does the worm get inside the cashew?
It comes inside when it's macroscopic, and it's inside, the same way it gets into your flower bag. I don't know how the egg gets there. I can assure you that worm did not get into the cashew when it was a worm. It's just there's no room. The cashews have to be cracked open, and however they came. If you believe in spontaneous generation, it starts off as a tiny black dot. Sometimes you open a cashew, you can see a very tiny black dot. The stating of science today is it had to come from a mommy. Now, how the mommy got to lay its egg inside, I don't know the science of it. I have no idea. But cashews, though. Oh, on the flower, on the bud? Okay, you're saying they lay it on the bud. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how much room. It's got some room. I assure you, the worm is too big. There's no place to crawl. Okay. I'm going to try. I'll try to eat cashews all week and find at least one. Anybody want to join me? Take your cashews, crack. All right, so nobody has to do it. Gershon is going to bring. You have cashews at home? I'll give you some cashews here. But I want to get one. I want to bring one.
Rebbe, what's worse than finding a worm in an apple?
Half a worm in an apple. Okay, let's learn it inside. I just want to give you the Akdama to have some clarity.
When you split the cashew at that point, is it inside the cashew or is that not considered outside?
When you crack it open and you see it, it's inside the cashew, but it's not mechubel karka anymore. So even if it crawls around the cashew, when it's not mechubel karka, it's still mutter until it's pirish. If it crawls to the outside, it'll still be mutter. As long as it stays on the pre, it'll still be mutter. It's not. It's a miyachein amotzi in cashews. You can eat cashews. I mean, if you find a worm, I only mean it as an example. But by cashews, it's a miyachein amotzi. Not mechuyev to check. If you have any nut that has webbing, sometimes you see it in a pistachio nut. Any nut that you open and it has what looks like spider webs, webbing, then you shouldn't eat it. You should throw it out. It means that there were bugs there. They may or may not still be there, but normal and all healthy looking cashew is okay. I mean an example. Who I did everything. I want to tell you. I learned something by the kashrus experts. When you get a bag of cholent beans, if you hold the bag and shake it, and you see a lot of round dots, it looks like dust from the cholent beans on the bottom. That means it's infested. A proper bag of cholent beans should be clean. Besides the beans, there should be nothing there. When you take a bag, the mashkichim will go in to check in kitchens. I went once with one. They take that. You're talking about 25-pound bags of cholent beans. They shake it, and they are little. When they are whole, when there's dust on the bottom, it looks like dust of. That's an indication that the beans are infested, because there are all kinds of colors. It seems to be chalukei deis. One of them told me. It comes from the holes. When they bore a hole in the bean, this dust comes out, and that's what you see on the bottom. That's what someone told me. Someone else told me that it's the excretion of the bugs, which doesn't make it too appetizing. But they said it's the excretion which hardens in the air, and that's what you see on bottom. So why it's from, I don't know, but it's the mashkichim know when you check bags of beans, assuming the bags of beans are clear, you look at the bottom of the bag, and if you have a lot of these sort of dots on the bottom, or little, looks like tiny pebbles, then it's an issue. Okay. Yeah, the problem with the lettuce is that the bugs come in when it's mechuba lekarka. That's the problem. Lettuce, broccoli, cauliflower, all these things become infested on the ground. When you grow them in a hydroponically, you grow them in a greenhouse, you don't have them. It is. If it goes on the fruit, that's why I told you. If the cashew is on the ground when this becomes visible, then it's aser. It's only if after you detach it, like in the case of the raisins, that there's a reason to be matir, because then it was not al ha'aretz. Otherwise, it's al ha'aretz. Look at the Mechaber and Dala. We'll come back to it next week just to read the first two lines. Toilom agedelum b'peiris betolush mutarim. Bugs that grow on the peiris when they're tolush amuta, shalei asur tayre el sheretz hasheretz al ha'aretz. Okay, it's the halacha that it's aser is sheretz al ha'aretz. If the peiros are connected to the ground and the bugs come in, there's still a problem, as in the cabbage and lettuce and broccoli and cauliflower, whatever other minim are muzeh b'tiloim.
But
again, they exist when they're visible. And they're visible. If you were to check it, they'd be visible as lettuce. Okay, so we'll come back, I guess, to Teilorim HaPeiros next week.